Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Strong in the Lord. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Man, do we need encouragement like that in our life today. Moses had led the children of Israel for so many years, through so much. Miracle after miracle had been performed. But there came a time when his work on earth was done, and he was going to go to be with the Lord. And his successor was a man by the name of Joshua. He had stood beside Moses. Remember, it was only Joshua and Caleb who brought back a good report when the spies were sent out into the land of Canaan. And now here was Joshua standing in the place of leadership. And if ever there was a time for encouragement that was necessary, it was at this time. The children of Israel were not easy to lead. They were so much like we are today, headstrong, willful, going their own way. They needed someone who was close to the Lord, who would be able to guide and direct and lead through all of the ordeals that they were about to face. They needed someone who was strong and courageous. And that person who was strong and courageous was Joshua. He was one who could be counted upon. He was one who would face giants. He was one who would face obstacles that were tall and strong and seemed impossible. But you know, with our impossibilities in this life, our possibility is that God has promised to be with us, that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Sometimes we get a picture of a coach speaking to his team during a halftime, encouraging them. They might be behind an insurmountable deficit. But he said, be strong. Get out there and fight. You know, an amazing thing can happen. In the second half of life, in the second half of the game, things can turn completely around. What seemed like defeat suddenly becomes victory. You know, our victory is in Jesus, not in our own strength, not in our own ability. The Lord is our God, and he is with us wherever we go. We can count on him. Can he count on us? I hope so. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Never lean totally on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and the promise is that he will direct our paths. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that we can turn to you at the time of our need, at the time of our blessing, at all times in our life. And you're right there. You love to be near us, and you love us to acknowledge the presence that we have in having you beside us every step of the way. Lead, guide, and direct, Lord. And we promise to find our strength in you alone. Might we search the scripture? Might we spend time in prayer? Might we enjoy fellowship with you. And we pray it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.